making the connections that RioPlus 20 is suggesting between economic growth, environmental protection, and social well-being can also help us reflect on our Christian commitment to a better world. It helps us to recognise that what makes some lifestyles unsustainable isn't just to do with the harmful effects they have on the environment. It's also to do with the way that they damage other people, and those who are living them too, because they are abusive. The abusive pattern affects everything: the environment, other human beings, especially those who live far away, people's ways of relating to themselves, and their relationship with God. In an unsustainable pattern of relating, it seems that as soon as you've found an answer to one problem, three more immediately arise, which need trading off against the problem you've just solved. In the midst of the ever-increasing sense of crisis, it's easy to lose hope in humanity's ability to handle the situation, and to lose faith in God, who doesn't seem to be helping very much. People can become increasingly isolated and despairing, or slip into denial that there is anything wrong at all. One way to avoid this, to stay positive and hopeful for the future, is to live out this attitude of interdependence, to live simply, recognising that without others, I can't be myself. In order to live sustainably, I need life-giving relationships with others, so that I can realise my full potential and make the contribution that I alone can make. This way of relating is nourishing because I am not acting in order to assert myself over against others, but in an attitude of respect and responsibility, so as to help both myself and others to grow. This, in turn, helps me to grow in solidarity, seeking a better future for all people, whether rich or poor, near or far, known to me or unknown, and for all the creatures with which we share this planet, whether they are endangered or not. Interdependence is, ultimately, an expression of the response of humanity to the call of God, and indeed is a feature of God himself. In the second creation story in chapter 2 of Genesis, God places the first human being in the garden God has planted to cultivate it and take care of it. Early on in the story, we are told that one of the reasons there were no plants on the earth was that there was no human being to till the soil. God entrusts the earth to us, giving us the task of making a better future, not just for a few people, not only for all humans, but for the planet as a whole. This is our task, and we cannot abdicate our responsibility. But God doesn't simply sit back and leave us to it. This task of ours is something that is close to God's heart too. After all, as Jesus assures us in John's Gospel, what God wants is fullness of life for all. God calls us to live in such a way that we can make a better future for our world, conscious that we are not alone.
Thanks for downloading this Progressio podcast. For more about Progressio, check out progressio.org.uk. We're Progressio, people-powered development.